crowbar. Is that enough?
I guess that'll do. All right. If you can remember back this far, if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the name of the long piece of wood that goes between the horses?
I don't know. You see, when I was little, the cars were beginning to...
Oh.
And Papa had the first Ford agency at Tuscaloosa, so we had a... We had a first car.
Oh, no. Okay, so you really had not much experience with buggies and horses.
No, I forgot about that, and, you know, when we were talking about him, he had a... We didn't talk about his occupation, did we? Except that he built bicycles.
That's right.
But he had also had the first Ford agency, and he had a great, huge sporting goods store. This was before he really did all this wholesale bicycle building, you might say, where he had the first Victor agency, which is now the RCA. He sold the first electronic record players and radio combinations, and he sold all kinds of sporting goods, and that was before the university had the supply store, and he sold the university the uniforms for the football players.
Uh-huh. Was this all out of the same store?
Yeah.
That is neat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aunt Libba, or maybe my mom, told me that he used to have the dog listening to his master's voice.
His master's voice had a great big one. And the merchants in town would use a football player. They would let him work in the store because they didn't have scholarships then. So the different merchants in town would work some of the football boys or the athletes in their stores.
Ah. That's neat. Okay. Do you know anything at all about wagon wheels? Would you know what the steel outside of the wheel itself would be called?
The rim. Okay. The rim.
Yes.
And spokes.
Okay. Now, what do you call the things the spokes fit into?
A hub. Do they fit into a hub?
They fit in the hub here, but around the outside with it. They go out into. Have you ever heard fellies?
No.
Okay. Do you know what the piece of wood that the horse's traces are attached to is called? Between the wagon and the horse?
Because, I don't know much about... We had a Negro man. We called him a colored man then, because that was our way of being nice to him, you know. And he really was like one of our family. We loved him very much. And he served as a chauffeur, as well as working for my daddy in his store. He carried us to school and brought us home, and he'd stop at the store and give us a nickel, and we loved him to death. And he had a wagon, you see, with a mule, but I don't remember him
talking about it.
I was real little then.
Okay. All right, if a man had, this isn't technical, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, what would you say he was doing with the wood?
Carrying it somewhere.
Okay. Would you ever say hauling wood?
Yeah, haul it.
Okay.
I would probably have said hauling before I said carrying. It just didn't come quite that quick.
Okay. Okay, supposing there were a log across the road, you might say, I tied a rope around it and...
Pulled it.
Okay, would you use any other words?
Tied a rope around it and... No, I don't believe so.
Okay, then I'll get at this another way.
Okay.
Today, I drag it across the road. Yesterday, I...
Drugged it.
Okay.
No, dragged it.
what would you say first?
I would have said dragged it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I know the difference.
Okay, but originally would you have said drag it?